أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا لهم نار جهنم لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا ولا يخفف عنهم من عذابها كذلك نجزي كل كفور. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the three types of people of this ummah. The one on the one extreme that commit lot of guna and don't do any good. Then those who are in between, who could do good also, commit guna also. Then the other people on the other side, who do all good and stay away from all haram and wrong. And perchance they do commit some sin, they make tawbah. And these all three groups will be going into Jannat. And the opposite, those who did not bring iman, and who are not part of the ummah, they did not bring iman. With regard to them, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمْ. اور جو لوگ منکر ہے ان کے لئے ہے آگ دوزخ کی. For those people who disbelieve, for them will be the fire of Jahannam. And that fire, the further Allah explains, لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا. نہ ان پر حکم پہنچے کہ مر جاوے. And never ever after that will be Allah's command that they die, and then they die in Jahannam. In other words, they will live forever and ever and suffer the consequences in Jahannam all the time. And not only that, وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا. اور نہ ان پر ہلکی ہو وہاں کی کچھ کلفت. And the punishment of there will not be lightened on them either. Not as time goes on will they even get used to it, neither will that punishment be lightened in any way. Continuously they will have to suffer in that terrible punishment. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي كُلَّ كَفُور. یہ سزا دیتے ہیں ہم ہر ناشکر کو. Allah say, in this way we punish those people who are unthankful. Those people that, as we read in the ayats in front, that Allah gave them enough time to bring iman. And really, if we consider all the options, it was impossible that a person does not bring iman on Allah, realize the existence, the qudrat of Allah. Allah has made it so manifest and clear. Therefore, those who were such great enemies of their own aqal and their own brains, who were enemies of themselves, this is the punishment, and this is the very fair and justifiable punishment for such people. Also, the condition in Jahannam, وَهُمْ يَسْطَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. Or وَوْ چِلَّائِ اُسْمِ. And they will be screaming all the time of the pain for somebody to help them in some way. And they will suffer in this condition, and they will be seeking help, but there will be no help for them. And in the screaming they will say, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا. اے رب ہم کو نکال. O Allah, take us out of this punishment. It is intolerable for us. We cannot take it anymore. And they will promise, نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. کہ ہم کچھ بھلا کام کر لے وہ نہیں جو کرتے رہے. And we will go back to the world and we'll do good deeds. Not that what we used to do, that is just believe in Allah and make a joke out of deen and just live a terrible animal's, donkey's life in this world. We won't do that anymore. Now we will be obedient and we will fulfill your commandments, O Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala explains in this very beautiful ayat, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ. کیا ہم نے عمر نہ دی تھی تم کو اتنی کہ جس میں سوچ لے جس کو سوچنا ہو. Allah says, what, did we not give you such a life, such a long life, that any person who wants to meditate and ponder and realize what is good for him, didn't we give you such a life? That is, when a person reaches 60, then Allah has given him such a life in which he can correct all his matters. That Allah Ta'ala says that a person ponders in this. Just like when a person becomes baligh, 15-year-old, round about that age, then automatically he starts thinking of his ma'ash, that is, of his livelihood. In the days of before, by that age, young boys should start working and earning their own living. In nowadays, they go to school, university, and the object is also, according to them, that we will have some degree, some education, then we can earn. In other words, when they became baligh, they were concerned about their livelihood. Now when you reached your old age, how is it that you are not concerned of your ma'ad? of your eternal and everlasting life of the year after. You have seen that when you were a young boy, what strength you had, what and what you could do. And now when you have become an old man, you see you don't have that strength anymore. And you see the zawal, the declining, decline coming in your life. And also as you become old, old age gives you a message. As it is said, that when your first white hair appear in your beard, in your hair, then this is now a notice from Allah that start getting ready. You are now on your way to the Akhirah. And when your beard and your hair turns completely white, then you must turn completely to the Akhirah and have white amal now in your life. Give up all the black amal, all the wrong things. Prepare for that eternal life. And also when your joints start paining, your body pains, you are no more agile and fit as you were when you were young. All these are actually signs from Allah that you are now on your way leaving the dunya. So prepare for that eternal life. So when Allah has given this clear indications to every person, and those who still did not prepare, then they have to suffer the consequences. So wajaakum nadir, or pohncha tumhare paas darane wala. And also nadir had come to you, the warner of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's Rasul had come, who was the main warner. And after that, the ulama. And in our times, with the tabligh jamaat that comes door to door, reminding us to prepare, correct our lives and turn to akhirat. So all the time, Jummah we have bayans, regularly we have bayans. There is so much literature. And now on the internet, instead of going to all the filth and dirt, there are so many good websites that we can go and we can be reminded. So with all these reminders, Allah says, now you have no excuse, and only that punishment when you are reminded so much. And also nadir is also that when a person has reached old age, old age also gives him a message. And at the same time also, his contemporaries, people who are just a bit younger than him, just a little bit older, who are his more or less in his own age. And how many times doesn't he go and bury them? They have passed away. He goes to the Qabristan. This was my friend. We used to sit together and talk all the time. This was my husband. This was my wife. And we remember all those times. And after burying them, still we did not take a lesson that we are going to the Qabr. We also have to prepare. And those then who didn't prepare, then this punishment is for those people. Otherwise Allah has made it not only in the Quran Sharif and Hadith, but our daily occurrences, Allah has made it clear that we take a lesson. فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِن نَصِيرٍ. Ab chakho ke koi nahi gunegaron ka madadgar. Now taste of that punishment, that terrible burning punishment, which a person will not get used to. It will not be lessened in any way. They will scream in there for help and make big promises that we won't do this wrong again. And in fact, with regard to that also, Allah gave us so many opportunities. Every person in his life, some big problem comes, and then he makes real tawbah and he says, Ya Allah, I will change my life. I won't do these wrong things. But as soon as the problem Allah removes it, we come back again to our normal condition. We forget all those promises. We were getting up for tahajjud. We were so pious at that time. We were going in jamaat regularly. We were going khanka regularly. But when the problem is gone, we forget everything again. So Allah proves it to us that this is our nature. Few are those people who then remain sincere, and they keep on turning to Allah and appreciate that Allah saved them, took them out of that problem. Whether it was a health problem of oneself or somebody in the family, whether it was some financial problem, whether it was any other type of problem, Allah saves us. At that time we make big promises to Allah. But when the problem is gone, we go back to our old ways again. So Allah says that punishment is just right for those people. May Allah save us, open our eyes and our hearts, and let us realize we have to prepare for the Akhirah and stay away from all type of sin. And especially at the moment, this WC, the World Cup, is not a World Cup, it's a waste closet, it's a toilet. And we are wasting our wealth in there. We are wasting all the sawabs we have accumulated. We are wasting our time and we are wasting our energy in this. Muslims, and especially now when Ramzan is approaching, and Ramzan itself, we should have no interest at all. It should not even, we should not even think about scores or anything whatsoever. We must be interested in Ramzan which is coming and prepare for our akhirah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.